Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. It runs deep in every culture. Dad's the breadwinner. Mom cares for the home. Though this partnership is as old as creation, modern thinking subverts the natural roles God gave men and women. Today, more on the father's role in the family. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a 10-part series on fighting for your family. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer speaks from Genesis chapter 3 on Dad's in Charge.
You'll notice it says that with the sweat of your brow, I think it's verse 18, thorns and thistles the land shall bring forth, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for dust you were, and to dust you shall return. Clearly, the responsibility of the man is to provide for his family. And in those days, the way you did it was to work out in the field. Now we live in an entirely different environment. With our situation, very few of us work out in the field. I was born on a farm where we worked out in the field. Always hoped I wouldn't have to spend the rest of my life there, but that's where it began. But nonetheless, the father still has responsibility. Now there may be at times a reversal of roles out of necessity. I understand that. And maybe the father doesn't have to work. Maybe he inherited some money. Maybe he, God forbid, won the Powerball or something like that. Most people who do that, by the way, get into huge trouble. Huge trouble. But nonetheless, he has responsibility that the needs of his family are cared for. Dad is there for them. And instead of expecting his wife to take responsibility, he does. Oftentimes that doesn't happen in the home. You ever wonder why it is that men so much like the zapper, the television zapper, the remote control? It's because to a man, even remote control is really better than none at all. So oftentimes that's his role. Let me give you a third point, and in your outline this is a little different than perhaps is there, and that is he has to be the spiritual gatekeeper. You say, well, where do you find that in the text? Well, think, for example, about Adam. You see, the serpent comes to get his family, to get his wife, and the reason that God holds him accountable is because it says in chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, it says expressly that Eve took the fruit of the tree and gave to her husband who was with her. I've often thought to myself if whether or not the first sin was not Eve eating the fruit of the tree, but rather the passivity of Adam, who stood there watching the serpent seduce his wife and doing nothing about it. That's why God holds him accountable. He was to be the spiritual gatekeeper. Fathers, when there are attacks against the family, when there is bullying in school, what you do is you become involved, and it may be your child who is doing the bullying, so you straighten that out. You take responsibility for what is happening in your family. And all of us must do that. Dad, there are so many attacks against the family. There are addictions. There are all kinds of ways in which your children are under attack today. And what you and I must do is to ask God and say, give me wisdom to be the man in the house, to be emotionally and spiritually engaged in the life of my family. That's what God is calling us to. Have you ever thought of why it is that on television the father is always displayed as sort of a wimpy man who doesn't know anything? He's sort of ignorant, and everybody kind of makes jokes about Dad. Think it through. If this serpent who attacked the first family is interested in the destruction of our families, and he most assuredly is, where is he going to go for his attack? He's going to attack Dad. And you see, because we live in a time when many men can't seem to assume this role for many different reasons. Maybe number one, because they've had some bad models to follow or no model at all, and they don't know what that role is really like. Well, one of the reasons that we have family ministries here at the Moody Church is to help you define that and to get on track. Another reason is because of the confusion of roles. We don't know what we're supposed to be. In our society, where you have men supposedly being more like women and women being more like men to the destruction of the family, men don't know what it's like to be a man. And so they think that being a man is to be tough and to be harsh, and they have no idea about manhood being both strong but also sensitive and loving and caring. They don't know what it's like to be a man. And then there's another reason, and this ought to break our hearts. And that is, if a man is living with unconquered sin, if he is living with an addiction, it is going to be very difficult for him to guide his family spiritually. So he feels himself paralyzed. Men, this comes from my heart to yours. If that describes you, would you go for help? There are ministries here in the church, men's ministries. There are other kinds of ministries that can help you, because you cannot be bogged down by the condemnation of Satan and at the same time have the freedom to instruct your family spiritually and in other ways for which God holds you, Father, and me as a father responsible. As I was thinking of the power of the family, I'd like to give you three objects that will help us define the power of the family. The first object that I want to mention is that we are a mirror. You know, the way in which the children perceive themselves, the way in which the wife perceives herself, is dependent on how we perceive them. A child will think of himself in terms of how his father thinks of him. If his father honors him, encourages him, stands by his side, he'll see himself as valuable and having an ally in a very cruel world. If the father sees the child as a nuisance, as someone who just takes his money because he has to be fed and clothed, if he sees his son as someone who is intruding on his time, his son or his daughter, can you even imagine the impact that that has on a child? The child perceives himself to be what the father perceives him to be. After all, embedded in the heart and mind of a child is this: Dad must be right. And if he's abusive, I must deserve what I'm getting. Oh, Father, you're a mirror. Reflect back to your family positive images of encouragement and help, and stand with them. Another way to describe it is that you're a thermostat. What temperature is your home going to be at? There are some homes where there's just chaos and there is arguing. I remember talking to a guy who said that every disagreement in our house ended up in a fight. Well, where was Dad? Where was Dad saying we have to honor one another, we have to respect one another, we have to resolve conflict, we have to love one another? And modeling it in his own life and in his own relationship with his wife and kids, where is that father? Because he's the thermostat. And whether your home is a cold place where secrets have to be kept, and where they have to be stuffed into the soul, and where shame is often used for motivation, in a home like that, Dad, you're accountable, because you and I are the thermostat. It's another way, and that is to say that we also are a compass. A compass. Are we going in the right direction? Are we leading our families correctly to more spiritual understanding and a great sense of direction and leadership so that the family knows they can depend on Dad. Now I'm going to ask you to turn to another passage. This is one that if we do not understand, we will always have tension in the home. We will have tension among ourselves. And it is very instructive as to what God thinks of family conflict. It's found at the end of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi. Not the book of Malachi, like a friend of mine thought it should be pronounced. I won't tell you what country he was from. But the book of Malachi, in chapter 4, this is what it says in verses 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the land with a decree of utter destruction. God says, if our homes are not reconciled, if fathers are not restored to their children and children to their fathers, it is an ultimate judgment. What does that say to us here in America? What does it say to us as a nation where our homes are crumbling and where the attacks against the family are everywhere, especially in the media and even among our politicians? Where does that leave us? We should weep for our families. My friend, thank you so much for listening today. This is Pastor Lutzer. And most assuredly, I hope that you tune in next time as we continue the message entitled Dad's in Charge. And at that time, I'll answer the question that this particular broadcast ended with. Where does this leave us? And where do we go from here? Probably you've heard me refer to the fact that my heart is heavy for 20 million children who'll go to bed with a single parent in the home. We live in a fatherless society. That's why it is that this message is so important. And by the way, it is really part of a larger series of messages entitled Fighting for Your Family. And you will agree that we have to fight for our families. I encourage you to fight for your family. Don't give up. This series of messages is available on video along with a discussion guide so that you can use it in small groups. Now, as we anticipate the coming messages, let me say that they will deal with issues such as abuse and the whole matter of entertainment in the home and addictions and all of those things that are tearing our people apart, tearing our families apart. Also, I'm going to be encouraging you with a message entitled The Power of Praying Parents. I hope that God leads you to have this series of messages in your possession to be used according to His good will and purpose. Now you stay tuned for an important message.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. We're hearing Dad's in Charge, the third of 10 messages on fighting for your family. Next time on Running to Win, why rising crime and divorce rates mean more dads need to get back in charge and soon. Fighting for Your Family is a video series with a discussion guide for small groups. The DVDs and the guide will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about Fighting for Your Family. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.